From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. Illinois' assault weapons ban has survived its latest court challenge, which means the state's law will remain in effect for now. That law bans the sale of assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines and requires existing owners of those weapons to register them with state police. A Naperville gun dealer requested an injunction to block the ban, but the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals denied it. Gun rights groups claim the law violates Second Amendment protections. Tonight, you can be part of the search for the next police superintendent in Chicago. At 6 p.m., the newly formed Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability is hosting a forum at St. Sabina Church on the city's south side. They want to hear from neighbors about what they should look for in the next superintendent. David Brown stepped down last month. It's a school crisis Illinois has been dealing with for years, and not enough teachers. According to the State Board of Education, there are 5,300 unfilled positions at public schools across the state. And 92% of Illinois districts are reporting a substitute teacher shortage as well. And many districts say fewer than half of applicants are qualified for the roles they're applying for. Starting at 11 a.m., United Airlines pilots plan to surround Willis Tower, home of United's headquarters, for a picket until 1 p.m. That's when United holds its first quarter earnings call. The union representing the pilots says they have waited more than 5 years for a new agreement. Your forecast today, it's warmer with a mix of clouds and sun, a few showers or storms possible, especially in our northern counties. A high of 72 degrees today. From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas.